We've all heard the various sayings about 5% of the world's population holding 95% of the world's wealth, but not many are sure how and why this is our reality. If you are here, you are seeing things for what they really are now, or are likely on your way. Doing some online research about what is money and how is it created will inevitably lead one to discover the surprisingly fraudulent ways in which banks create money and make loans. Money of account for money of exchange. As supported by ECC 3104F, a promissory note or draft is the equivalent of a check, and can be securitized or monetized by direct deposit in a commercial checking, time, thrift, or saving account. And under Title 12 of the United States Code 1813(l)(1), upon being deposited, it becomes the equivalent of money. C. The law of consideration means essentially that a contract vases null and void if both parties are not exchanging something of inherent value. In this case, Jerome Daly defended himself against a lawsuit brought by a bank holding the mortgage on his house. Mr. Daly had defaulted on the mortgage, and the bank was suing to foreclose and take his house. Unfortunately for the bank, even though it was 1969 and all good little citizens were doing as they were told, never daring to question any kind of authority, Mr. Daly was well educated in the way banks create money. Mr. Daly knew that when a bank makes a loan, it instantly creates money by the stroke of a pen in a ledger, which then is transferred to the borrower's account. Mr. Daly argued, and somehow got the bank to admit, that they created the money with a stroke of a pen at the time of the loan, and that there was no actual official law empowering them to do so. Since the bank did not put up anything of value, other than the ink from the pen, for Mr. Daly's home mortgage, there was no consideration, therefore the mortgage agreement was null and void. Justice Martin V. Mahoney ruled against the bank, in favor of Daly, and denied the foreclosure. Mr. Daly kept his house and paid no more mortgage. 6 months later, Justice Mahoney was found dead, allegedly by poison, and Mr. Daly was disbarred and never practiced law again. Brief summary of the facts. Jerome Daly had a mortgage with the First National Bank of Montgomery, Minnesota. In spring 1967, he was $476 in arrears. The bank foreclosed and bought the property at a sheriff's sale on June 26, 1967. The bank sued for possession. A jury trial presided over by Martin V. Mahoney, Justice of the Peace, Credit River Township, Scott County, Minnesota, was held on December 7, 1968. The bank's president, 1 Lawrence V. Morgan, familiar name, appeared along with lawyer R. Mel B. for the plaintiff and Jerome Daly, who was a lawyer, appeared on his own behalf. The Credit River decision, which is, still, the law of the land, declared the following: the Federal Reserve Act is unconstitutional and void, the National Banking Act is unconstitutional and void, the mortgage acquired by the First National Bank of Montgomery, Minnesota in the regular course of its business, along with the foreclosure and the sheriff's sale, to be void. The decision, 1. That the plaintiff is not entitled to recover the possession of Lot 19, Fairview Beach, Scott County, Minnesota, according to the plat thereof on file in the Register of Deeds Office. 2. That because of failure of a lawful consideration, the note and mortgage dated May 8, 1964, are null and void. 3. That the sheriff's sale of the above described premises held on June 26, 1967, is null and void, of no effect. 4. That the plaintiff has no right title or interest in said premises, or lien thereon as is above described. 5. That any provision in the Minnesota Constitution, and any Minnesota statute binding the jurisdiction of this court is repugnant to the Constitution of the United States, and to the Bill of Rights of the Minnesota Constitution, and is null and void, and that this court has jurisdiction to render complete justice in this cause.